Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
What measure you measure, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has what? Ears to hear. See, that's what he says. If any man have, he's referring to what he said here in verse 23. If any man has ears to hear, for he that hath ears to hear, to him shall be given. He that hath not ears to hear, from him shall be taken even that which he has. Well, God's not going to be taking it away from you. He just kept this saying the devil came to steal it. Amen. And you're letting him have it by feeling sorry for yourself. That's right. Well, I don't ever prosper. Things just don't ever work out for me. And I don't know why saying it doesn't work for me like it does for everybody. It just did. It's been working for you all the time. And when you said, well, you know, that Mark 11:23 saying stuff, that don't work for me. Oh, yeah. It just did. Yeah. Amen. Everybody gets healed over there but me. Yeah, it worked. Yep. Everybody got healed but you. Amen. Yeah. See, you're getting your measure. Now, can you see why that's so dangerous? Man, you just need to ride herd on this. This is more dangerous than a diamondback rattlesnake come crawling up into your house. Because at least you know to run from that diamondback, and this stuff sneaks into your house and bites you and cuts off the very life breath and brings death into your house instead of healing. Hallelujah. These are the sources of these things. And hey, after all, the power of life and death is in the power or the authority of the tongue. Well, I just can't see where I missed it. Well, maybe the Lord hadn't revealed exactly where the miss was, but you know your mouth had something to do with it. Oh, yeah, because the authority of life and death is right there in your tongue. Now, well, I just don't know whether I believe that or not. Well, you're a measure. You better believe it, because that's where God has given you authority. That's where God has given you authority. The God-given, God-ordained, God-protected right to take a thought and believe it and say it and expect it to come to pass.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. And we're getting close. Hallelujah. Now then, let me tell you, go back to the 13th chapter of Matthew's gospel. Now, Matthew here is giving account of the same situation. Verse 11, he answered and said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but them it is not given. For whosoever has what? Verse 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Whosoever has ears to hear, to him will be given, he shall have more abundance. Whosoever hath not ears to hear, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, seeing you shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed. They closed them. The devil didn't close them. They closed them. What is that referring to? What have we already heard here that refers to that? The measure. They've closed their eyes and they have begun to measure unto themselves nothing. They've closed their eyes. They've shut off their ears. They're not seeing and they're not hearing. Why? They've cut the measure off. Now, God's measure is full. But the way you measure it, He measures to you. You're the standard. You set the measure standard. Now then, I want to show you this. Those of you that have our New Testament, yours is already marked this way. But where can I, who's got a camera? I want to put this where you can see this on the screen. Can I work with this one over here? I want you to get where you can see how this is marked. Okay, now let me show you what's going on here, and then I'll turn it back around where you can see it. For this people's heart is waxed gross, 15th verse. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time. Say that. At any time. When? Anytime. Anytime. Anytime is right now. Right now. Right now. R-I-G-H-T, rat. Not no mousy rat, R-A-T. Rat, rat now. Lest at any time they should see. Well, now, wait a minute, see what? The 19th verse, he said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom. So, the Lord had me draw lines from the word of the kingdom. Anytime they should see the word of the kingdom with their eyes, and anytime they should hear the word of the kingdom with their ears, and anytime they should understand the word of the kingdom with their hearts, and should be converted. Let the word of the kingdom change the way they see, change the way they hear, change the way they understand, convert from the way they've been thinking, the way they've been seeing. They've opened their eyes, they've opened their ears, and now they're hearing the word of the kingdom. So the word of the kingdom converts the way I think, converts the way I speak, convert the way I act. I should heal them. There it is. Anytime. Anytime. What's happening here? You're changing your measure. You're not thinking sorry for yourself anymore. You're thinking, dear Lord, I've been blessed all the time here. I choose blessing. I choose blessing. I choose the blessing of the Lord. I'm done with that kind of thinking. I'm done with that sad, woe is me, old depression kind of thinking. I'm done with that. I choose not to think that anymore. Jesus, I choose your way of thinking today. I make my choice. Go with me now to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Most of you are very familiar with this scripture. I've preached it and preached it. Well, I'm going to preach it again this morning. Because you see, God never changes. Never. Never, never, never. Praise God. We are the ones that need to change, not God. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have, not I'm going to, I'm about to, no, I have already set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose. Who? Who choose? You choose. Use the understood subject there. You choose life. Well, you'd think everybody would make that decision. But no, people don't choose life. You can't talk like the world and choose life at the same time. Because you make the choice with words. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But then listen to what else he said in the 6th chapter of John. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you're going to choose Jesus, you're going to have to choose His words. If you're going to choose His life, you have to choose and speak and think His words. Because words are life carriers. Words are death carriers. Words are fear carriers. Words are faith carriers. Words are spiritual containers.
Yes, amen.
And whatever is in those words can go into your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, and get down into your spirit where there those words release what is in them. You are blessed to have in your possession this morning a copy of God's sayings. His word is full of His faith, His love, His joy, His healing, His finances. His word is pregnant with Him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He said, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Pull your ear towards me. Even when you, it's something that you don't really want to hear. Hear it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
For they are life.
Hallelujah.
To all that find them. And they are medicine to all your flesh. Glory to God. You choose life that both you and your seed may live. That is a powerful statement. He said, you choose life. You begin to speak God's word in situations. You choose life. You choose blessing. And you resist death words. You resist curse words. And you're speaking life words. Look what he said. He said, you choose life that you may live, but your words will get into your future. And your seed will live. Why? Because they're going to talk like you.
That's right. That's right.
They'll talk like you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All right. That, or you could say, so that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, that you may cleave unto Him, for He is your life, and He is the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Galatians 3:29, and if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Whew, that's the promise of the blessing. Amen. Glory. Amen. So there's Abraham. There's Isaac. There's Jacob. There's Jesus. And there's Kenneth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, yeah. I'm the seed of Abraham.
Right.
Through Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, here's what is so big out of this. Out of all we've been talking about this morning, the reason you are sad is because you've not made the choice to be anything else. The things of the world, the world is walking and flowing in a death direction. You don't have to try to be negative. Just relax. Why? Because that's where the stream is going. And if you relax, your little boat will just turn and you'll begin saying, well, I'm just so tired, I'm about to die. I just feel like my feet are killing me. I'm just thrilled to go. I'm just gone. You start talking like the world again. Next thing you know, you're sad. Well, I don't think I'll go to church this morning. Well, why not? Well, all they do over there is jump up and down, scream, holler, and beller, and dance in circles. Yeah. You know why? That's what they chose to do with their morning.
Amen.
And that's the reason they're blessed, and that's the reason the healing power is working in them, and that's the reason if they continue to work in it, it'll stay there all week. It'll just work all the time.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. But you chose to do something else, so something else happened. Why? Because the measure that you chose is working in you.
Right.
Now you can see why depression and sadness and weariness and all of that is so dangerous.
Yes.
It will kill you. To be carnally minded is... Four people said it. To be carnally minded is death.
That's right.
But you have to choose. It's set before you. You choose. Nothing happens till you choose. Nothing happens till you measure. Now look, God's already made His choice. He made His choice. He said, I have set before you. He has made His choice. He's already chosen you.
Amen.
Before He ever said it before you, He chose you.
Amen.
You get busy and fix your mind on Christ that raised and the God that raised Him from the dead.
Yes.
That's so that you don't get weary and faint in your mind. You cast imaginations down.
Yes.
The imaginations is where spiritual warfare takes place. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. You have the mighty power to cast down imaginations and bring every thought into obedience. Amen. To Christ Jesus and to His anointing. Glory to God. Yes, you can. 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 I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can forgive. You can forgive anything. You can forgive anybody. Hey, you got the mighty power. You got the mighty power. You can tell your mind, shut up, brain. You think what I tell you to think. Get your Bible out and get these verses out. I cleave to the Lord my God. Shut up, brain. Soul, you say what I tell you to say.
Amen.
Well, now, Brother Copeland, where'd you get that? I have this book. And in it, it has the 103rd Psalm. And in it, the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul. bless His holy name. Yes. Yes. Talking to His soul. Yes. You need to get into this and look at this. He's not standing there saying, oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. No, no. There's a bunch of stuff going on in his soul that he's putting a stop to, and he's commanding his soul. And all that is within me, you straighten up. You get in line here. I have chosen to bless the Lord. You're going to talk like I say talk. You're going to think like I say think. And you're not going to forget his benefits anymore.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.